Thanks for the introduction, there may be some repetition here because I'm not sure who has come and gone to this session. But I'm Michael Ottman. I'm an extension agronomist, and so I'm interested in yield. That's my my role in this particular project. So this may be obvious to some of you, to most of you here, but I just want to throw it out here. Why are we studying the temperature effect on wheat? Well, when we talk about climate change, there's a lot of components of climate change, and one is CO2, which Bruce Kimball and his group in Arizona has looked at CO2 effects on crops, including wheat. And I think there's 4 years in the 1990s where CO2 was looked at. And so now this is progressing, also looking at the effect of temperature. And many of you are familiar with these FACE projects, and this is the FACE project in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. And the key here with FACE is it's a free air CO2 enrichment, and you see these those white rings, and those are 30-meter diameter rings where CO2 is enriching the plots. And so, like I said, I've been involved with the sorghum project looking at this technique, and also with wheat and cotton. And I think most of you might be familiar with this work. And so when we talk about T-FACE, this is temperature free air controlled enhancement. And I think you've seen these the slides from the previous speakers. And I think the key here is that we're looking at free air a condition rather than in chambers and in the field or growth chambers inside a building. So the objective of my part of the study was just to determine the effect of warming by these infrared heaters on wheat yield. And the methodology, I think you've heard this before, but I'll just go over it quickly. Maricopa, Arizona is near Phoenix, and it was drip irrigation. We tried to replace 100% of the ET with this drip. Fertilization was around 200 kilograms hen per hectare, which is close to the what would be considered optimum and a commercial rate. Pest pressure was minimal. We did have aphids in one of the plots 1 year, but it was outside of the rings. The plot area is 11 meters by 11 meters, and inside that area is a 3-meter diameter ring. And the harvest area, which the part that I was involved with, was a 1-meter square ring. Might mention the planting dates. Jeff had mentioned that there's 15 planting dates, but there's only 12 of them that we were able to get grain yield off of. And I might show you here, I've kind of grouped these planting dates from September, October to April, May, and you see there's six groupings. And we had heated plots. The heaters were applied to three of these groupings, the September, October group, the December, January, and also the March group. And as you saw previously, these temperature treatments from these infrared heaters, there was an array of six heaters and a 3-meter diameter ring. And here's the day-night temperatures that we actually achieved. We were trying to achieve 1.5 and a 2.5, or 1.5 and 3 degrees C increase. And we had three treatments, if you want to call it that, a heated, a control, which was not heated, and a reference. And the reference was the heaters were there but not turned on. And so for the purposes of this particular presentation, I'm not going to talk about the reference plots. I'm going to talk about the heated and the control. And the experimental design, again, was a 3x3 Latin square. And here's a picture again of these rings. And here you see this ring here is a three-meter diameter ring, and you see the heaters arranged above. And again, this slide has been shown before. I stole it from Gary, I think. But you can see, yes, we did, in fact, increase the temperature inside these areas. And it's kind of amazing to me, actually, how uniform this is. I think the next speaker, Bruce Kimball, will go into more detail about this heater. But you can see, yes, we did increase temperature in those rings. Okay, now for the data. We have, like I said, we had six different planting dates over two seasons. And here you see the planting date effect on grain yield. And I think this data is important to kind of understand what the heaters did. And so in our environment, the optimum planting date is somewhere in December, January. And you can see See, here's where we have the optimum grain yield. When you go to this October-November planting time, you have less yield, and then also if you go later, later planting dates, you also have less yield. One of the problems with these earlier planting dates, and see here in September, October, we almost had no grain yield, and that was because of frost damage to the developing kernels. And so you have plants that are planted in, say, October 1, and they're starting to head out around Christmas time. And so at that time of the year, we get temperatures in the low 30s and high 20s. As you advance in your planting date, you see you might get some frost damage here. You don't totally kill the plant. You get a lot of straw yield, but you can get some damage to the kernels. And then as you get later and later, what happens is once we get temperatures in the 90s degrees Fahrenheit, with these later planting dates, you just don't have enough of a growing season, and it just gets too hot for the plant to develop. And then once you get in the 90s, essentially it just seems like the plant shuts down and you get shriveled kernels and not you have inhibited kernel development. So if we look at just the heater effect on these three separate planting times, if you look at the December-January planting time, which was the optimum planting date, as you remember, we had no difference in yield between the control and heated at those times. But then when you look at the September-October planting time and the March planting time, that's where we see differences in yields due to the heaters. And you can see this is probably the most dramatic effect here is when you plant in September-October, and it was averaged around October 1, due to frost, you have almost no yield. In fact, we had no measurable yield. And you see the heated just provided enough heat to allow the kernels to develop. And you see we had that result was fairly consistent both years. And then by the same token, with the later planting dates, the heaters in one case almost reduced yield by half. And in another case, it was more maybe 25%. So these asterisks here means that this is a significant difference between the heater and the control. So in the future slides, I'm going to have the same sort of layout. So I'm going to go over and look at the for these particular planting times. I can just look at the September, October, and the March planting times. I'm going to show you the results for yield and yield components, the straw yield and harvest index, and also the yield components. And so if we look at the March planting, you can see that basically what happened in the March planting is we don't have a difference in harvest index. And harvest index I define as a proportion of grain to total plant biomass. And so what you see, what the heaters have done is just reduced yield, straw yield, reduced grain yield, which I already talked about, reduced straw yield, reduced total yield. And that you had the same thing happened in both years, reduced straw yield, reduced grain yield, no change in harvest index. And so a piece of data I'm not showing you here is the plants, what the plants look like. And we had reduced plant height in the heaters, reduced biomass, reduced yield. If you look at the yield components for the March planting, if you look at kernel weight, okay, there's no difference in kernel weight, which is a little bit surprising because you would think that these heaters would have a greater effect at later on in the season when we're starting to get hot, and it would just make things worse as far as the kernel weight and the developing grain, but we don't have a difference in kernel weight. What we did have a consistent difference each year is in the spike size or kernels per spike, in that you see that we had the heated plots had fewer kernels per spike both years. If we look at spike number or spikes per meter squared, we would have less, we had less spikes per meter squared one year but not the next. And so just to explain, really, just to give an idea what happened, I think part of what we're seeing with the later planting date and what may happen with future global warming is that we had an increase in plant development. You had the phenology of the plant was sped up under the heaters. That's part of the effect. The other effect could be a temperature effect, obviously, and another effect could be that we may not have given these plants enough water to compensate for the amount of energy that was coming in. So that one was a little bit harder to explain than the September-October planning. In this particular planning time, as you remember from the previous slide, that we had no grain yield in the control, and the heaters allowed us to have some yield. And so if we go here and look at the harvest index, obviously the harvest index there is zero for the control because we had barren stalks. If you look at the total weight, these plants were, before the frost, these plants were fairly similar in the amount of biomass they had. But in one case, we had a slight difference in straw yield. But so what happened in this particular planting date then was you could see with the kernel weights, in one case, there's absolutely almost no kernels. In this, I think we just had a few kernels that we could measure. We had slightly reduced kernel weights because these kernels were shriveled, and essentially no spike, very few kernels per spike. And the number of spikes, or the spike number, the number of stems was somewhat consistent. And so what this shows is this was about 10 days after a frost. And you can see what happened here is this is the heated ring is green. And you see the surrounding areas is starting to turn brown. And so I think this really explained what happened in that particular planting time. So interestingly enough, there has been some shift in planting times, and I think of wheat in Arizona already, due to the heat island effect from the city of Phoenix, and that growers are finding that they could plant their wheat earlier and avoid frost damage in the spring because they're not getting the same sorts of spring frost they're used to having. And I think if with higher temperature, I'm not sure that we're going to affect yield so much, assuming that you have adequate water. But what we may see is a shift in planting, optimum planting dates and in irrigated wheat production. Thank you very much.